Well, thank you for being here this morning. We're going to be presenting our work. As a matter of fact, I want to acknowledge my co-workers, Dr. René Dávila and Professor Victor Manuel Reyes, which are here in the audience. Thank you for being here with me today. Basically, the title of our presentation is Sexual Practices, Knowledge, and Perception of Risks About STDs in a Group of Puerto Rican Baby Boomers Who Are IDUs. We always want to present some background information so that you position yourself in what's been going on, in this case, in Puerto Rico. First of all, we would like to present with some CDC information back in 2007, which stated that high-risk profiles included, among others, and I bolded it, having sex without a condom. So that's one of the things that we try to look for in terms of the risk behaviors among those baby boomers that we interviewed. It's been said also that among the Hispanics and the Latino population, both HIV and AIDS had been one of the five leading causes of death during the first decade of the century. The CDC data suggests that the health behaviors of those Hispanics, Latinos born in Puerto Rico increase their vulnerability to HIV. Last but not least, in terms of the baby boomers, you most probably know that the baby boomers have been the most riskier in terms of engaging in sexual and drug-related behaviors opposed to the previous cohorts. Therefore, as these cohort ages, and it's been stated recently by many studies that have been done to considering baby boomers, these elderly people who misuse or even abuse illicit drugs may increase, and this is happening already. It's been said that the percentage of those baby boomers that used to be drug addicts while they were young are going back into those risk behaviors. So that's a red flag that we should be taking care of. It also says that a relationship, of course, exists between the use of illicit drugs, exchanging needle, and contracting HIV. Today, much of the research on substance abuse by the elderly has not contemplated the baby boomers and their particularities. In Puerto Rico, according to estimates, 50% of the new HIV infections come as a result of injection drug use. And most of the drug users in Puerto Rico are chronic drug users, out of which 70% of the chronic drug users on the island are women. Statistics are extremely unreliable. But according to the 2008 CDC report, in the 2006, there were almost 2,400 new reported cases of HIV and AIDS in Puerto Rico. Our objective was a threefold kind of investigation. Basically, to describe their knowledge in HIV and AIDS, their knowledge in STDs, and to describe, in a way, their sexual practices, all in a group of, as I've been saying, Puerto Rican baby boomers that are IDUs. This is a cross-sectional design, non-probabilistic sample of 50 individuals. You will see that it's so small that we were not able to realize more in-depth analysis. So basically, limited to cross-tab analysis. And this was during a face-to-face interview in a needle exchange program that it's treating both men and women in Puerto Rico. And the scales used based on the literature reviews that we did, we extracted a certain amount of questions in order to get the knowledge of how much they know about HIV/AIDS, how much they know about STDs, and how they behave in terms of their sexual conduct. I want to present the statistics at the time. This information was gathered between January and June of 2007. So at the time, the statistics that were at the moment were those of 2000. In Puerto Rico at that moment, there were almost 3.9 million people with a median age of 32.1 years, with a life expectancy of 24.5 years, 70 for men, 79 for women, and those who at that moment were 65 years old had a life expectancy of 15 more years for men and 18 more years for women. Basically, in the year 2000, the causes of death were for those younger of 50 years old were accidents, malignant neoplasms, and AIDS as the leading causes of death, as opposed to those who were 50 years of age and over, whose causes of death were heart disease, cancer, diabetes, CVAs, and COPDs as the five leading causes of death. In terms of the baby boomers, they comprise approximately 31% of the total population, out of which 17% almost were women and 14% men. In general, the baby boomers in Puerto Rico represent 26% of the population living below the poverty level. Now I would like to present you some of the characteristics of our sample. Basically, 50-50%. There were 50% male and female. As you can see, 50% of the sample had high school diploma. 28% were divorced. And interestingly, 38% had hepatitis C and 42% liver disease. Interestingly enough, that particular sample, I believe it was less than 5% of those interviewed that suffer from HIV/AIDS. In terms of the results of how many sexual partners these people had within the last 6 months that they had had their sexual intercourse. As you can see, out of those 50 people, approximately 25 answered the question that they had during the last 6 months from between one plus partners and with whom they had sexual intercourse. As you can see, between one to three partners, most men than women had between one to three partners. And women basically had four partners or more in those who answered that had more. There was a median of two partners for the females, one partner for the males, and in total, there was an average of two partners per person. I don't know if you can take a look. Those who are in bold in terms of their sexual practices in the last 6 months prior to being interviewed. But as you can see, in terms of vaginal sex, the male had a 71% who had sex, vaginal sex without using a condom. And if you take a look at the oral sex, in this case, women, 75% of the women do have, or did have, oral sex without using a condom. In terms of how much they know about STDs, we wanted to present you those who didn't answer the questions correctly. If you can see, pretty much 30% of the whole sample didn't know, have enough knowledge about the STDs. The 30% didn't know that STD is acquired during oral sex, that it's easier to contract HIV if you already have some STD, that the STD's lifespan is short in humans, and that using latex condoms during intercourse reduces contracting an STD. In terms of their knowledge of HIV/AIDS, again, we presented those who didn't have enough knowledge. And as you can see, pretty much with the exception of 74% that say that animals can contract the HIV virus, the rest of the sample pretty much goes between 26 to 40% that don't have enough knowledge about HIV. As for example, didn't answer correctly that a positive HIV test means that the person has AIDS. They answer it incorrectly. They said that being married protects you from HIV infection. 26% said that HIV can be transmitted through mosquito bite. Oops. In terms of conclusions, if there's any conclusion at all, because of the sample being so small, we can only infer. But in general terms, we could say that participants were less prone to use condoms during vaginal and oral sex, probably due to certain obstacles, which could be, I don't know, of different options or possibilities, like, for example, denying their vulnerability of contacting HIV, negative attitudes toward the use of condom, the non-availability at the moment they were having sex, the inability to make right decisions while under the influence of drugs. That could be possibilities in terms of why they are less prone to use condoms. Also, risk behaviors among participants continue despite the knowledge of the consequences, and this is a very important question that we need to address. We are not the first ones to bring it into the arena. Others like Brewer and colleagues and Marta Nikovi and colleagues recently have presented that we need to answer the question why these people, regardless of that, are taking risk. And further research is needed among Puerto Rican IDUs to develop effective prevention strategies that will lead to sexual behaviors. We need to emphasize on counseling IDUs in order to modify their sexual behaviors instead of only focusing on modifying their injecting behaviors. It was a cross-sectional study, the sample size was very small, and of course a voluntary participation may have brought some limitations into the study. We want to thank you. If you need anything further, here are our emails, or we can answer as much as we can, any questions you have. Thank you very much.